It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Morning, Hank.
Good morning, young man. I sing better on Mondays, don't I?
Yeah, I think you do.
No,
you don't.
Okay. Actually. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, you have a good weekend?
I did. Did you? Well, yeah. I had a good weekend until Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Saturday, but true. Long story, yeah. It was a great weekend until I thought it was Saturday all day, and then it was Sunday. And
yep.
So anyway, how are you?
I was good. I was batching it, you know.
How'd that go?
Pretty well, you know, sitting the needle on a record about 6:30 on Saturday morning and, you know, dancing around. And
things. Where are you
like,
really?
Kind of like Tom Cruise, you know.
Yeah, let's move on from that. Let's move on from that visual.
No, I had my Lucky Charms pajama pants on, so.
Did you at least have a shirt on, too?
Oh, yeah, I had a shirt on, too.
Oh, I was feeling bad for your cat.
She ran and hit, I think.
She's calling mom.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get home.
Yeah.
This guy's alone. He's lost. He's lost his Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
So did June have I'm assuming June had a good weekend.
She did. She had a really good weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. Spent it with the grandbabies.
Yeah,
good for her. Good for her.
And she did come home, so that was good.
You and I spent some time yesterday.
Yeah, we drove around a little bit.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Looked at some old junk and, you know, things like that. Do what we do best.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Eat
and look at old junk.
Yes.
Those are two of my favorite things.
Yeah. Every time I step in here, I look at old junk.
Oh, well.
You know, it's Chet's Chuckle today.
Yes, it is. Did you find any jokes
maybe.
The last 10 minutes or something?
I gave my daughter a locket.
You did?
For her 16th birthday.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And now she's independent.
Well, you know, you set the bar low.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the jokes hopefully are better than that.
Well, what did the dentist name the boat?
Dennis named the boat the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy, yes.
Is that right? Hey, I got it. What side does a chicken, which side does a chicken have more feathers?
I don't know.
The outside.
Oh, my goodness. And you thought mine was bad?
The old chicken farmer that you are.
Hey, why do cows go dancing?
I don't know.
To show off their moves.
Boo. I mean, moo.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, well. You know what the parrot said while leaving geometry class?
What's that?
Polygon. Huh. I guess I thought that was funnier than you did.
I told the doctor.
Polygon.
Polygon. I told the doctor all I could hear was buzzing.
Really?
Yeah, he said, don't worry, it's just a bug going around.
Oh, boy.
Not going to get much better.
No. After these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, find out for yourself.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Say, Hank, my friend was sad because he didn't know the lyrics to YMCA.
Oh, really?
So I said, young man, there's no need to feel down.
Oh.
He couldn't spell very well either.
Yeah, I guess he couldn't.
Why?
I'm at the age, Phil, where my body whispers to me, don't ever do that again. Are you?
Just about every day. Yeah, right. Don't ever do that again.
And just for all those Christmas countdowners, there are 269 shopping days until Christmas left.
Is that right?
Yep. Just to let you know.
Okay.
I always like to, you know, throw out, you know, I'm a big winter guy, so.
We're just getting over that stuff.
Why?
Winter. Although, we'll see.
Well, we'll see.
There might be some snow on some of our games.
I'm just saying, 269 days, you guys have plenty of time to get us a gift.
Get. Oh, boy.
Hey, after 10 years, a wife started to think that their child kind of think that their child looks kind of strange, so she did a DNA test and found out the child is not theirs. She told her husband that she found out that her husband replied, "You don't remember, do you? We were leaving the hospital. The baby pooped, and you told me to go change him. So I went inside, got a clean one, left the dirty one there."
Is that what happened to you? Yeah. Sorry.
Wow.
Go wow. Get a clean one.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember the joke about the chiropractor I told a
Probably not.
It was about a week back.
A week back. Yeah. A week back.
Yeah.
Week joke.
Yeah. Yeah. You know milk is the fastest liquid on earth?
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's pasteurized before you even see it.
Sure it is. Pasteurized. Yeah, absolutely. You got to be careful when you're taking a milk bath. That isn't pasteurized.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, my girlfriend told me that if I buy her one more stupid gift, Phil, that she's going to burn it.
Really?
Yep, got her a candle.
That's stupid. Oh, boy.
What do you call a flower that runs on electricity?
I should know, but I don't.
A power plant.
A power plant. Oh. Not bad, Hank. Not bad.
Did you hear about the mushroom that got invited to all the parties?
No.
No, he was a fun guy.
I did hear about that, I guess.
You did hear that.
A fun guy.
About the fun guy or the fun guy?
Yeah. I've heard that joke before.
Hospitals regulations require a wheelchair for patients being discharged. Mm-hmm. However, while working as a student nurse, I found one elderly gentleman already dressed and sitting on the bed with a suitcase at his feet who insisted he didn't need my help to leave the hospital. After a chat about rules being rules, he reluctantly let me wheel him to the elevator. On my way down, I asked him if his wife was meeting him. His reply was, "I don't know," he said. "She's still upstairs in the bathroom changing out of her hospital gown."
Hank. You know, Hank, over the weekend while June was gone, I switched all the labels on her spice rack.
Oh, no.
She hasn't realized it yet, but the time is cumin.
Yeah, the time is cumin, yes.
Thank you very much.
Your time is cumin, too, I promise you.
I got to be careful. Yeah. My time is cumin.
Hey, old age is a thing.
Yes.
Last night, I was in bed for 20 minutes when I heard the pizza guy cough.
Really?
Then I remembered I came to the room to get my wallet.
Oh, yeah. He'd been waiting a while.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Pizza's cold. I ain't paying for that.
I bet it was. Right. 30-minute guarantee.
Yes. Well, the teacher goes, "Jay, why are you down today in the class?" Jay goes, "Because my mom is at the hospital and my dad's at the police station." The teacher goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you want to go home?" Jay goes, "Yes, please." After Jay left the classroom, the teacher asked the other classmates, "Why is Jay's father at the police station and his mother at the hospital?" A classmate of his is because his father's a policeman and his mom's a nurse.
Yeah, I figured. Oh, well.
I have two more.
Two more?
We have a little bit of time here, Phil. I mean, I know it's tough being back here with me for 3 minutes, but a fellow was walking along a country road when he came upon a farmer working in the field. The man called out to the farmer, "Hey, how long does it take me to walk to the next town?" The farmer didn't answer. The guy waited a bit and then started walking again. After the man had gone for about 100 yards, the farmer yelled out, "About 20 minutes. Thank you, but why didn't you tell me when I asked you? Didn't know how fast you could walk." That's a true, but you think about that.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how fast it is.
Well, exactly right. Wait and see.
Yep. All right, buddy. Here is your kicker.
All right.
So stand back. This is the last one in my book.
Oh, you better.
In my folder.
Better start working on some more.
Gotta start working some more. I'm working on a nice recipe for Friday. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you try that over the weekend?
No.
On yourself?
No. It'll be something that I try, I think, on Wednesday.
Okay.
So.
Do you have to alert the Boscobel Fire Department when you're working on those?
No. All right. Tim decided to tie the knot with his longtime girlfriend.
Tim Thede?
I'm not going to say his name.
All right.
Let's just go Henry. Henry decided to tie the knot with his longtime girlfriend.
Okay.
All right. One evening after the honeymoon, he was organizing his golfing equipment. His wife was standing nearby watching him. After a long period of silence, she finally speaks. "Henry, I've been thinking. Now that we've been married, maybe it's time that you quit golfing. You spend so much time on the course, you could probably get a good price for your clubs." Henry gets this horrified look on his face and says, and she says, "Darling, what's wrong? For a minute there, you're beginning to sound like my ex-wife." Ex-wife goes, she screams, she goes, "I didn't know you we were married before." And Henry goes, "I wasn't."
Yeah! Yeah! Yes. And you wonder, why you?
Yeah, why me?
Right, why you?
I don't wonder. I know. I'm 100% I know. So,
well,
anyway.
At least you got that going for you.
Anyway, I'm supposed to go cheat some kids tonight down in Benton. Yeah.
Benton. Think you're going to get them in tonight?
I don't know.
You probably will. I would say tomorrow's a little iffy, you know,
yes.
with especially temperatures and then some stuff coming in. But
well, I just know the southern portion got hit pretty hard, too, so I don't know if their field will be ready.
Did they? With rain over the weekend? Okay.
So.
And the northern part of the state had a terrible winter storm.
We were in that middle swath again. Yep. That just
didn't get anything.
Didn't get anything. So.
Right. So, yeah, a few weeks ago, I thought we'd never, ever play any games, you know, last week of March. And first, but I was wrong again. Now, so what'll probably happen is the middle of April will probably be canceled for a few weeks.
Right. Did you ever get my appraisal done?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Am I supposed to be here?
It took me all weekend, so.
Am I still supposed to be at work?
Well, we'll talk about it later.
Great. Have a good day. Everybody be kind.
Based on your jokes, I don't know. We're still in the
I'm in trouble. Be kind, young man.
That's Hank Bray.